Number two, in terms of the life of a student in working with a black belt school, is the phone call. So they call the school, and we call that an info call. And if you know from our statistics videotape, that we track our info calls very closely. Now, there are three things that you want to communicate immediately on the telephone when somebody calls your school. When they call the school, they should get the impression that these are very nice people. Two, they're interested in me. Three, they're not going to beat me up. Let's face it, when people call a karate school, they really don't know what to expect. And that's why immediately they're going to ask you questions about money. Because quite frankly, they don't have any idea what else to ask. They don't know anything about the martial arts. In the book, we use the weather and money as the chapter heading that describes very simply the two most common denominators in our land are either the weather and the money. It's something everybody has to deal with. And since the weather at your school is of little importance to the caller, they're going to ask you about the money, but that doesn't mean it's real, real important to them. So when they call and the first question is, how much is your karate? Ignore that completely. As a quick overview, first off, ignore the first request for money. The second request, we try to appease them by describing our introductory course. So if the telephone rings, how much are your lessons? My first question back to them is, this for yourself or your child? And then we go off onto who the lesson is for, what their goals are. We completely ignore the first request for money. The second request for money is appeased with the introductory course. All of our new students go through an introductory course. It's a week of classes, it includes your uniform, and it's a $20 course, and it's really designed to give an idea of how our school runs. As soon as you answer that question and you make that statement, you must always have a comeback question. Critical. See, both of us have the same agenda on a telephone call. You want to get as much information about us as possible without giving out a lot of information, and we want to get as much information about you as possible without giving out a lot of information. If we give you too much information on the phone, there's no need for you to come in and see us. In fact, some schools very effectively promote an information packet, and they would invite the prospective caller to come in and get the information packet as their motivation to come into the school. And that's not what we're doing here, but that's also a very effective way to go about it. So we have to control the conversation, and the way that you control the conversation is through asking questions. And when you ask these questions, they cannot just be scripted questions. They have to be questions that help you to satisfy your curiosity as to why somebody would call your school. See, I really want to know that. When somebody calls me, I want to know why they called USA Karate. What about karate interests them? Have they ever been involved in a fitness center before? How did they hear about USA Karate? So these are all very important questions to know where we're located at. Whose idea was it to call the school? Was it you? Was it your husband? Was it the child? These are all very important questions that give me a lot of information so I can tailor the rest of my presentation to you in that direction. But when you ask me a question about price or ask me a question about style, I always want to make a very brief, concise, quick answer, and then I'm going to have a comeback question. Otherwise, there's a pause. For instance, let's say that we've gone now to request number three for money. First request was when they called initially. The second request, we appeased with the introductory course information. The third request, on the third request, you've got to make a judgment call. Either A, I can give them a ballpark figure, or I can simply describe to them that our program offers a tremendous amount of flexibility depending on the arrangements that you want to make, and that's all done on an individual basis. If I pause right there, what's the next question? Obviously, they're going to ask more about the money. So it's important that I never pause after I answer a question. Our program offers a tremendous amount of flexibility depending upon the arrangements that you want to make, and that's done really on an individual basis. How did you hear about USA Karate? That's the comeback question, and this helps you regain control of the conversation. That's a major error with people that are new on the phone is that they have pauses and they never use the comeback question. That is very important. On the fourth request or on the third request, and you think it's really necessary, you can do this on the third request, give them a ballpark figure. Our lessons range anywhere from $75 to $85 a month, but that's not a quote since that's done on an individual basis depending on the program that you get involved in. However, that's a pretty good figure that you can count on. Most schools in the area are priced about the same. Immediately then, we've got a comeback question. Schedule-wise, would Tuesday or Thursday work better to come in and take your introductory course? So the goal of the information call For us, of course, is to set an appointment for them to come in and take the introductory course. Our process of getting to that point is all through a series of questions. And this is a very important. Now, the entire phone call should not last more than 2 minutes. We don't want to spend a lot of time on the phone. We're not there to explain our style, defend our way of doing things, describe the qualifications for our instructor. And a real good way to cut that off is to say, sir, I could tell you anything that you wanted to hear. A lot of your questions are going to be answered when you come in and actually see the school. This is very important. We'd like you to come in and take a couple of classes in our introductory course. We'd like you to come down and see our instructors in action. And then truly a lot of your questions are going to be answered then. Now, schedule-wise, what do you think is going to work better for you, Tuesday or Thursday night? And we always keep working our way back to setting that appointment. It's important that we stay focused on the goal, and the goal of the info call is the introductory class. In terms of asking questions, we have the comeback questions, and then you also must learn to feed it back. This is critical. Listen very, very closely. Feed it back. In our book, we actually have a 3-page quiz that includes a whole segment on feed it back, and this is essentially what feed it back means. When somebody asks you a question, do not assume because they ask that question that they are wanting to go one way or the other. For instance, I ask you the question, do you guys spar? Well, I don't want to answer that question until I know whether or not sparring is something that you're interested in or something you're trying to avoid. So when you ask me a question, do you spar? My retort to you is sparring something you're interested in? Yes, I love to spar. Well, great. Let me describe to you how our program addresses sparring. No, sparring is something, I've got a bad back and I'd really like to get involved in the kata. Great, let me describe to you how safe our program is and how we work our sparring into the program way down the road as an advanced student. See, I don't want to answer that question so I know what direction you're going in. What style do you teach? Is there any particular style that you're interested in? Feed it back. Now think of the opposite. What style do you teach? Oh, Taekwondo. Oh, I see. All right, thank you. Click. Because they were told by their brother or second cousin that Wing Chun Kung Fu was the style they should be looking for. They don't know the difference between Taekwondo and Wing Chun Kung Fu. So it's important that you find out exactly the motivation for asking that question. You have to feed it back so you can find common ground. What style do you teach? Is there any particular style that you're interested in? Yes, Wing Chun. What about Wing Chun interests you? Oh, well, my brother said it's got great self-defense techniques. Really? Well, let me describe to you our self-defense techniques. Now we've found the common ground and we've taken the style question completely out of it. So it is critically important that you learn the comeback questions and you learn to feed it back. Once the appointment is set, of course, you're going to have to confirm the appointment. And you do that a couple of different ways. First off, of course, is that we will immediately send them a confirmation card in the mail that confirms looking forward to see you Tuesday night at 7 for your introductory course. Second, we'll call them within 24 hours of their appointment. Even if it's on Monday, we'll call them Sunday night. People are usually home on Sunday night to confirm their appointment. And if they miss that appointment, we call them for the next 2 weeks to try and get them back in and start the whole process again. So you cannot expect that when you set the appointment to come in and take your introductory course that they're just going to show up. You must stay on them, if you will, to ensure that they do indeed come in. We are very focused on making sure also that all decision makers are present to watch the introductory course. If I am working with a man who comes in and takes his introductory course, the last thing on earth that I want to do is sit down and make a presentation with this guy and him say to me, okay, let me just take this home and I'll talk to my wife about it. Foolish, absolutely ridiculous. It's your fault for letting that happen. Do not set that introductory course unless she is present to watch the introductory course so she understands the value of it and that she is also present in the enrollment conference and she can hear all the figures and go over everything in a very upfront manner. Great example is with children. Sometimes mom is the one that handles all the taxiing around and she'll run the children in, they'll take the introductory course, you'll sit down, make the presentation to mom, and then she will say, okay, well, let me take this home to dad and see what he says. Of course, dad's sitting on the couch at home and all he sees is $80 a month. No way, forget it, get out of here. It's important that dad is in here to see us working with his child so he can see, again, the value of what it is that we are trying to instill in them. We simply present it as a family decision. This is something we want everybody involved in. And particularly since karate is something that people aren't real familiar with, we want to ensure that you guys are in to see the class that Johnny's going to be taking. So make sure that all decision makers are present. And on a final note in regards to our information call, when you answer that call, it should be with tremendous enthusiasm. Answering the telephone should convey a message that says, this place is happening, it's a lot of fun up here, we're having a great time, and you should be here too. However, I'm not really advocating, kind of the health club, having a great day at USA Karate type of answering the phone. You may like that. I personally think that's going a little bit too far. It's a little too contrived. Our answering from the phone very simply is, thank you for calling USA Karate. This is John Graydon. May I help you? Thank you for calling. I'm identifying myself out of courtesy. How may I help you? And on another note, a final note before we move on, if somebody calls for one of your staff members or anybody in the school, particularly one of your staff members or fellow colleagues, hi, is Johnny Jones there? No, Mr. Jones isn't there. This is John Graydon. Is there anything I can help you with? Often a student or someone will call the instructor they know best or they're most comfortable with, but the question is usually something really silly, like what time does the seminar start on Saturday, or is there class tonight? So make sure, even if they ask for one of the other instructors and that instructor is not available, offer to help them yourself. Identify yourself and is there anything that I can help you with? That is black belt courtesy.